This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome back to a discussion on the 99 names, or rather the Asma Sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are we talking about in this one?
So the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, As-Sami'a. Allah Azza wa Jal, the all-hearing, As-Sami'a.
As-Sami'a. Ayn in the end?
Yeah, all right. Ayn in the end.
So if we were to write this in Arabic, it would be Alif, Lam, Sin, Mim.
Yep.
And Ayn.
Yeah, Ayn.
Dang, I got my Arabic going.
You put the yeah?
What, the yeah?
Yes, I said yeah. Alif, Lam, Sin, Mim, Ya, Ayn.
Ah, I messed up. Okay.
Yeah.
So Alif, Lam, Sin, Mim,
Ya, Ayn.
Ayn.
And I'm actually going to write it now with my hand, and Bilal in post-production is going to make the script to go along with it. So here you go.
Okay. You go. Here's I'm going to do. I'm going to write in big letters right here. So, Alif, Lam, and Sin, Mim, Ya, Ayn.
Yes.
Right? Ta-da!
There you go.
There you go.
So, As-Sami'a. So, As-Sami'a is mentioned in the Quran a lot, 45 times. And
you count it?
I didn't count, but the author of this book counted it.
Could it be possible that they were off by one or two?
Of course. Absolutely. Because a lot of what's, when we talk about the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, some of what they use as a point of reference to that name, may be the name in verb form, for example.
Like, how do you use As-Sami' in verb form?
Sami'un Basir.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. And so it's not Al-Sami' in the sense of the definite speaking of Allah Azza wa Jal, but it is just a description, for example.
Got it. Okay.
Anyway, so Allah Azza wa Jal being As-Sami' al-Basir, or As-Sami' we'll get to al-Basir in the next one. For example, one of the ways, or one of the times, is when Ibrahim and Ismail are building the Kaaba, and they said, "Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-Sami' al-Alim." They said, "Oh Allah, accept from us, you are As-Sami' you are the Almighty."
I've always wondered, what is the relationship of As-Sami' and Alim in relation to the fact that they built the house of Allah?
That's a great question. And that's a concept that really we need to reflect on so much, which is the pairing of names at the end of verses. Mm-hmm. And we kind of just come to the pairing and we just kind of go through it. But really, every word, every letter of the Quran is there for a purpose. So why is As-Sami' and Al-Alim there at the end of it?
I mean, I can understand with like with the following verses where he's talking about manasikana wudhub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim.
Very good.
Right? You're going for hajj, you're going for tawbah, you're trying to cleanse yourself, and Allah is at-tawwabur rahim. That makes sense.
So just full stop right then. That's something that I would like for viewers to think about and even comment about, which is why is Allah Azza wa Jalla in this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, famous verse where Ibrahim and Ismail are building the house and they say, "Oh Allah, accept this from us, innaka anta as-sami' al-alim." Why? Why those two attributes? Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a matter of reflection. It's just a matter of reflection. Yours is as good as mine. But As-Sami' al-Alim, Allah Azza wa Jal, accept this from us. We're presenting an action.
Yeah.
How many times have you presented an action and it was dismissed or it was completely ignored? Everybody who's ever worked has had work and effort that they've presented that went completely unregistered. Right? And so here they're saying, "Oh Allah, accept this from us that we're doing. Innaka anta as-Sami' al-Alim." You hear our request for you to accept. And one of the things that we're going to learn also is that Sami' isn't just when they
it's
say
gotta
that
be more than hearing.
It's not
okay.
More than, yes, that's exactly what I mean. It's not just hearing. For example, in the salah we say Sami' Allahu liman hamida, right? Yeah. Allah, you just translated it as Allah hears the one who praises him, right?
Yeah.
But if you were to say that that's what it means, Allah hears the one who praises him, then that means what? Allah doesn't hear the one who doesn't praise him?
Right, right.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Sam' here means accepts.
Ah, okay.
So Allah, Sami' Allahu liman hamida, Allah accepts that praise. And when he says, "Innaka anta as-Sami' al-Alim," it has also the connotation of, you are the one who accepts. We're offering this to you.
Okay,
accept it.
As-Sami'ul Alim, you know what we did, and we're hoping that you accept this action of us.
And you're completely, yeah, exactly.
Got exactly. It. That makes sense.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
So, I mean, then why translate it as hearing?
Here, listen, you're never going to translate the Quran as it is.
You're all accepting.
But here, any translation is at the end of the day, it's a tafsir.
Okay.
It's what the author chooses, the person who's translating. It's the meaning that they view to be the most apparent. And you will always look at a word, and anybody who's ever dealt with translations or something like that, they'll always find words that they feel to be, according to their understanding, a better suit.
Okay.
That's number one. The second, Aisha radiallahu anha, she says a beautiful statement. She says, Alhamdulillah alladhi wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat. She says, all praise is due to the one who his knowledge encompasses all sounds, or his hearing encompasses all sounds. And then she gives an example when, you know, the famous incident at the beginning of Surah Al-Mujadila, where an old woman came to the Prophet and him complaining about her husband. And Aisha says, I couldn't even hear what they were saying. And I'm right there, but I'm out of earshot. I'm beyond earshot. And she says, and Allah Azza wa Jal heard from over seven heavens. And Allah Azza wa Jal reveals, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. Allah says, Allah has heard the statements of the one who is speaking to you. Her issue was her husband had sworn, he had said to her, your back is like the back of my mother. And this was a statement that would make dhihar, where they would forbid themselves from being intimate with their wives. And it just kind of leaves your wife in this state, limbo. Right? In limbo, exactly. Yeah. So Allah Azza wa Jal hears everything. Mm-hmm. And Allah Azza wa Jal accepts from the believers and those who do righteous deeds. And that is the second aspect, like we mentioned, about Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Then, with regards to Sami'a, just really quickly, some take-home points with regards to Sami'a. So now when you know that Allah Azza wa Jal hears everything, what's your first response to that? Is that you don't begin our next videos with words that would cause offense, right? That should be the first take home.
But it's not intended to offend.
Okay. I'm just saying that a person becomes more cautious. A person becomes more cautious of their words when they realize that Allah Azza wa Jalla hears all and Allah Azza wa Jalla is a Sami'. A person is more cautious. Yeah, and not only that, but a person is more hopeful. So there's caution, obviously, against sinning Allah Azza wa Jalla, whether you're in private, even by yourself, the most intimate of conversations. Mm-hmm. You recognize that Allah Azza wa Jalla still hears. Allah says, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. There's not a gathering of three, except that he's their fourth. Mm-hmm. And the verse continues, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ. And not five, except that he's their sixth, and not more than that or less than that, except that he is with them. That's in Surah Al-Mujadila itself.
Okay.
That's Surah Al-Mujadila itself. And the idea is that you always recognize that Allah Azza wa Jal is with you. Also, you become more hopeful in that any statement that you make, any prayer that you make, that it is always something that Allah Azza wa Jal has access to, and Allah Azza wa Jal will lift, and Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah ta'ala, will accept from you.
But because he is a Sami, that prayer is accepted. Granted, it's sincere.
Inshallah. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
So what's the action point?
The action point is to become more conscious of Allah Azza wa Jalla and more hopeful.
Okay.
In your conversations with Allah Azza wa Jalla. And again, these attributes, when you come to Al-Sami' and Al-Basir, and Al-Alim, it reminds you always that there's nothing that escapes Allah's knowledge. That every little thing that you do will be accounted for. You never belittle an evil word, and you never belittle a good word. Because a lot of us, we don't just belittle our sins, but we also belittle our good deeds. Mm. You know, if it's a penny, I'm not going to donate a penny, a single cent. Why would I donate a single cent? But the Sahaba had that mentality where even if it was half of a date, and that's what the Prophet ﷺ commanded, right?
Yeah.
But which one of us would donate half a date or contribute half a date?
The question that comes into my mind is, when you're donating half a date, is it like you bit off of the date? And
no, you actually just split it in half, like a normal person would.
You just split it out like a normal.
Whereas you guys have to excuse Bilal. He recently arrived on Earth. He wasn't here for a while.
Come on, man! I thought normal people take the full date, they put it in their mouth, and they spit out the pit.
No.
Oh God!
Okay. All right. So we're ended here with a Sami'. وصلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم كثيرا.